慈爱的主耶稣基督，感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly and kind Father, we thank you for your grace.
让我们能够按照所预定的计划来举行灵恩布道会。
So according to your plan, you may conduct this evangelical and spiritual convocation.
主啊，我们感谢你过去两个晚上的带领，很顺利的完成两个晚上布道会。
We thank you for watching over the last two nights of evangelical services.
我们今天要利用时间来学习你的道理。
And today we'll use some time to study your word.
主啊，我们生活在这个世界上。
We live on this earth.
有很多各种不同的声音。
And there are all kinds of sounds.
我们或许会多少受到这些来自外面不同声音的影响。
And we may be influenced by all of them.
啊，不能够专心于你的话语。
Rendering us unable to listen to your word carefully.
啊，对你的话变成模糊。
And we become hazy when we hear your word.
也不清楚你的旨意。
We're unclear about your will.
所以让我们生活陷入困难。
And that causes us to have our lives in difficulties.
啊，陷入困惑。
And to fall into trouble.
啊，陷入迷惘。
And confusion.
啊，主啊，现在求你以你的道理来指引我们。
So we ask you to use your will to guide us.
当道理再度成为亮光，点燃起来。
So that like light we can light up.
要指引我们前面的道路。
Leading the way to your path.
要重新调整我们人生的脚步。
And to realign our path.
调整我们心里的态度。
And to realign our attitude toward.
调整与你之间的关系。
In our hearts as well as our relationship with you.
主啊，愿你圣灵带领我们能够与你日日接近。
May the Holy Spirit guide us so that daily we can draw near to you.
能够活出有个活泼的盼望。
And to live out the living hope.
能够按照你的应许来造就人，造就自己。
And according to your will that you may save us and we can save others.
每天过着荣神益人的生活。
And every day we can live lives that bring glory to you.
主啊，愿您圣灵带领我们的聚会。
May the Holy Spirit guide our service.
让我们都能够得到造就。
So that we may all be edified.
主啊，我们将祷告，求主垂听。
We pray in this manner, may you listen.
哈利路亚，阿门。好，请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，感谢神的恩典，我们一年有两次的灵恩布道会。
Thank God for His grace that twice a year we can conduct this ESSC.
那当然了，我们经常听道理。
We often hear the word.
但是在这个灵恩布道会的期间呢，我们比较集中。
But in this time period, we are a little more focused.
啊，祷告也多一点，听道理的时间也比较多。
We hear more word and we pray longer.
主要盼望在这个灵恩布道会期间呢，大家都能够再一次的来反省我们自己的信仰。
So we hope that during this short time period, we can reflect on our own faith.
啊，就是我们每个礼拜来到教会里头听道理。
We come every week to listen to the word.
但是在这个听道理当中，因为每一个人都非常的忙碌。
But because everybody is very busy in their daily life.
有的人要做服侍的工作。
Some people have to do servitude.
因此我们发现很多弟兄姐妹来到教会里头啊，有来，但是呢，没有办法专心来学习道理。
It results in the situation where some people do come to church, but they aren't unable to listen to the word carefully.
哎，没有办法来专心来反省自己的信仰。
And they are unable to reflect on their faith.
那没有办法来反省的话，我们跟神之间的关系啊，就不是那么亲密。
And if they are unable to reflect on it, then they're unable to have a very close relationship with God.
那也就不能够知道我们所做的事情，我们所决定的，我们所想的，是不是对的。
And they're unable to know whether or not the things they do, the things they think are correct.
我们或许啊，认为我们所想的、所做的是对的。
Maybe we feel like whatever we do is right.
但是，只要是认真在回归圣经的话，其实我们所做的不合乎神的旨意。
But if we cross-reference it with the Bible, we may find that it is actually incorrect.
因为我表面上所做的好像是为教会而做。
Because from the surface level, it looks as if we did everything for the church.
为着某些人而做。
We did it for the sake of certain people.
而不是为着神而做。
But it wasn't done for God.
所以我们的态度啊，会觉得我们有些时候会觉得服侍啊很累。
So sometimes we may feel that serving God is very tiring.
啊，不管是体力累还是啊心灵累。
It can be tiring in the spirit or in the body.
可是神说啊。接近神的话，我们被圣灵充满，要带给我们无穷的喜乐。
But the Bible, God tells us that when we serve, then it will bring unmeasurable happiness.
啊，不只是喜乐而已，还要满足的喜乐。
It is a joy that fulfills.
所以我们在这个灵会当中啊，再来思考我们自己的信仰。
So during this spiritual convocation, let us reflect on our own faith.
那这次的主题啊，是活泼的盼望。
The theme for this ESSC is a living hope.
所以我们在布道会的时候，就会先从这个没有盼望的人生谈起。
And so we can start from a life without hope.
啊，当然有些外邦人他们也是有盼望啊。
Of course, people that do not believe also have hope.
所以没有信主的人，他们也是有个人生的目标、人生的规划。
They also have their own plans in life and their goals.
但是他们的目标、他们的规划到后来呢，会变成虚空的。
But all those plans and goals eventually come to nothing.
因为人生啊，就是空空的来，空空的走啊。
Because as humans, we come into the earth with nothing and we take nothing from it.
所以我们今生啊，就是为了永生来预备。
So today, we are preparing for tomorrow.
好像我们种什么就收什么。
We reap whatever we sow.
啊，没有，世界上没有一个是不劳而获的道理啊。
There is nothing that falls in vain.
所以我们必须要注重我们现在在做什么。
So we have to be careful and aware about what we are currently doing.
好像在祷告会的时候啊，我们所学习的，我们的角色是什么？我们做该做什么
？Just as we just heard, what we do, then we should be careful about.
那这个外邦人，刚讲是外邦人，他们也有盼望的。
We just said that the people who do not believe, the Gentiles also have hope.
那他们的盼望不但是到后来也会变成虚空
，and their hope eventually will become in vain.
而且是很短暂的
，and it's also very short.
唯独啊，从神来的盼望才是很实在的、很实际的，而且是活泼的盼望。
Only the hope that comes from God is very real and lasting.
所以我们生活在这个世界上啊，必须要有一个盼望，而且是活泼的盼望。
So when we live on earth, we have to have a very living hope.
好，我们请看彼得前书。
Let's look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章
Chapter
1. 彼得前书第一章第三节
Verse 3.
第一章第三节
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得前书一章三节
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。好，那 整段呢、还要继续呢、不只是到这里就停止了。
We're going to keep reading.
那这里的意思就是说，我们有活泼的盼望，从哪里而来呢？从耶稣基督的复活而来。
Where does this living hope come from? It is begot from the Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督哈，从死里复活，死就是人生的结束啊。
From his resurrection from the dead, so he came back from the dead.
所以人死了，没有什么计划啊，没有纪念名片，也不会疼痛，什么事情都结束了。
A dead person has no hope because he is unable to plan or do anything.
所以假若是哈，假若是没有永生的话，没有这个概念，永生的概念哈，那就没有宗教。
If you don't have this concept of eternity, then there is nothing for you.
不是，这是没有religion，宗教。
Sorry, then you don't have religion.
那人活着就跟动物一样。
Then you are nothing more than an animal living.
所以动物因为他们没有得救的问题嘛，所以他们死了就算了的。
Because animals also do not have the hope of salvation of their souls.
有个姐妹啊，她的一只小狗啊，死的。
There's a sister whose puppy passed away.
她问说要不要为她举行这个追思礼拜呀、
？And so, she asked if we needed to conduct this funeral service.
当然她很爱她的小狗啊。
She loved her dog.
但是因为狗啊，没有什么得救不得救问题呀、
But because dogs do not have the question of salvation.
因为狗这个动物啊，是不需要宗教的。
Because dogs don't need religion.
因为圣经说神没有赏赐给他们悟性。
Because God did not give them the breath of life.
没有赏赐给他们悟性啊，去了解神的事情。
They did not, he did not give them understanding to know the things of God.
所以他们没有所谓死后的问题啊。
So they do not have the problem of life or death after life.
那因为神创造人是不一样的。
But men are different.
是有神的灵。
We have souls.
所以既然有神的灵的话，那人所做的事情要对自己负责任，有永生审判的问题。
We have spirits, so there is the question of the judgment after our life.
因为这是神所造的，神的旨意啊。
Because that's what God has made. This is His will.
所以耶稣基督从死里复活了，就变成一个有永生。我们大家要思考这个永生的问题，因为耶稣基督从死里复活，复活以后就是在一个新生命的开始。
Because Jesus Christ was able to resurrect from the dead, then there is this question because now there is the possibility of eternal life.
那圣经说啊，这个叫做活泼的盼望。
And this is what the Bible calls a living hope.
所以我们基督徒啊，要有今生的盼望是对的。
So, Christians should have this living hope.
那神的赏赐给我们今生的盼望。
He has given us this living hope.
所以信耶稣不只是说，不是说在今世哈，在现在活着就哀哀叫，哎呀，我很苦，怎么样啊？但是我有永生的盼望，不是说今天呢、啊，现在就会有盼望的。
So living as a Christian doesn't mean that today you're just crying but rather it's today that you have this living hope already.
所以圣经才说哈，凡是跟从主的人呢、啊，在没有在今生呢、啊、得百倍的祝福啊，今生得百倍祝福。
And so today we already have all these blessings, and
then 而且还有来世的应许。
We also have the promise for the future.
所以我们信主耶稣的人呢，有今生啊今世的盼望。
So today we have a hope today.
所以我们也要有盼望给孩子啊。
And we can also give that hope to our children.
孩子有时候表现不好，不是说哎玩，我看到你没用啊，你永远都没有出息啊，这个话是不合乎道理的。
It's incorrect to say that. Oh, you never, there's no,
no hope.
There's no hope.
所以不能告诉孩子说你没有希望的，不能，这个是不合乎道理的。
It is incorrect according to the Bible to tell your child you have no hope.
所以孩子不管表现再差，再不管再怎么样，都要给他希望。
Regardless of how bad or naughty they are, you must always give them hope.
因为这是从神来的。
Because that comes from God.
这是神的应许呀。
That is His promise.
所以我们觉得对其他人、对自己要说啊、哎，我没希望了，这个是不合乎道理的。对孩子说你没希望也是不合乎道理。
So it is not in accordance to our Bible to tell other people that there is no hope.
这些话不管我们是不是气话哈，这个话不要从我们的口中出来。
Regardless of what happens, we must never say these words.
我们要给我们孩子有希望。
We must always give our children hope.
这是我们可以留给他们的，这个希望盼望是从神来的。
And this hope is something that we can give to our children because it comes from God.
有盼望也是神的祝福啊。
And having hope is also God's blessing.
当然没有盼望就是很可怜。
If we don't have any hope, it is very pitiful.
主耶稣基督从死里复活，你看死就已经是绝望，但是还能够复活啊。
As you see, He was able to resurrect from the dead.
所以这个对我们来说是一种很大的鼓励。
And so this is a very great encouragement for us.
所以我们叫做活泼的盼望。
So we call this a living hope.
不管是今世啊，来世都要盼望。
Regardless of whether it is today or in the future.
那怎么来得着这个盼望呢？
How can we obtain this living hope?
这个盼望也不是说，哎呀，我坐在那里，那就有盼望的。
It's not as though we just sit here and then we have hope.
盼望是必须要被熬炼啊，被熬炼才会有盼望。
It is something that we get after being tested by fire.
什么叫做救恩呢？
What is salvation?
救恩的意思就是从不好的把它挪到一个比较好的环境。
Salvation means bringing somebody from a poorer environment into a better one.
从黑暗呢，把它挪到光明。
From darkness, you move them into light.
因为没有人喜欢黑暗呢。
Nobody likes the darkness.
黑暗是永久的黑暗呢，不只是一天啊，不管是这个一个小时、两个小时啊，不是停电的黑暗呢。
And we're not talking about a darkness of one or two hours, but rather a lasting one.
也不是日食哈，那个日食啊，那个太阳啊被月亮挡住那个日食。
And it's not a solar.
也不是日食的黑暗呢。不是啊，那个是永久的黑暗。
But rather a lasting forever darkness.
有个弟兄啊，他有一天晚上做了一个梦。
A brother had a dream once.
他梦到他落入黑暗里头。
He dreamt that he fell into darkness.
看不到什么东西啊。
He was unable to see.
他在喊着他太太说：“你在哪里啊？”太太说：“我在这里，但是看不到，只是听到声音。”
And he yelled for his wife, but she couldn't see him because they could only hear the sounds.
又有个火、啊、在烧着他。
And there was a fire that was burning him.
那大家想说有火就有光嘛。
And the wife thought, if there is fire, there should be light.
有火就亮光啊，点火把。以前等还没有发生电灯的时候，就是点火把。
Before electricity, you could light torches.
是吧？有火就有光啊。
If there is light, a fire, then there is light.
但是在地狱里头啊，这两个是不存在的。这个光虽然是有火把在烧哈，有火在烧，但是呢，不产生亮光，不会产生亮光。
In hell, there is neither of these things. Even if there is fire and it burns you, there is no light.
所以在地这个灵界哈的里头的东西是跟我们的理智哈，我们是想不通的。我们人是想说有火把，在实际上的现实的社会哈，在世界里头啊，有火把就有亮光，但是在地狱里头。火把不会产生亮光啊。
So the things of the spiritual world are incomprehensible to us. Even if there is light and fire in this world, there is not in hell.
所以这个弟兄就吓得发抖啊。
And so this brother was so scared that he began to tremble.
发抖到他太太就被整个床上摇，他的太太就醒过来说：“哎，什么事情呢？”
And to the point where he shook so much that he awoke his wife.
那他为什么会做这个梦？
Why did he have this dream?
后来他自己检讨他的信仰。
He reflected upon his faith.
因为那个时候他在为了一件事情上生气，非常的生气。
Because he was actually very angry about a particular matter.
生气到发怒。
To the point where he was angry.
那圣经说这个发怒就 wrath， 变成 wrath 就是 wrath 那个。
Oh, wrath, and he had wrath.
因为不只是生气啊，这个非常极端的生气啊，到发怒啊，这个发怒是不合乎圣经的。
His anger was so great it became wrath, and this is not according to the Bible.
因为圣经说啊，发怒不会成就神的义。
Because the wrath does not bring about the righteousness of God.
发怒就是说你自己觉得很有道理，别人错啊，你很生气。
It's when you feel like you are right and other people are wrong and you are very angry.
那人想说我很对，只是你自己想，可是在神看起来也不见得是对的。
But even if you feel that you are right, that is not necessarily right before God.
所以啊，这个地狱很黑暗的，很可怕。
So this hell is very,
very
dark.
所以救恩就是把我们移到这个好的。
And this salvation is bringing us away from this terrible place.
那假如一个人啊，生活在苦难当中。
If a person lives in this darkness,
他不想留在那里呀。
This difficulty, they don't want to be there.
比如说，现在这个休斯顿呐，做台风、做水灾啊，那个很多人的家都被水泡过了。
For example, in Houston right now, many people's homes are being destroyed.
那大家都想逃离那个地方。
Everybody wants to escape.
没有人愿意留在那个不好的环境啊。
Nobody wants to remain in that bad situation.
那个房屋啊，被水泡过了啊，怎么住
？How can they live in their homes？
那它会长霉的。
They are rotting。
那个房子屋啊，就变成有毒的。
And they are poisonous。
那长霉的话，按照旧约时代来讲啊，这是不洁净的。
And actually, according to Old Testament, living in mold is.
那为什么神宣布说这些长霉的房子啊是不洁净的
？Why did God say that these homes with mold are unclean?
因为他们会影响健康。
Because it affects their health.
所以人就有这个期望啊，有这种的期望，希望能够到一个好的地方啊。
So men have this hope to be in a better place.
那这个是叫做盼望。
That's hope.
啊，但是呢，假如没有这种不好的环境产生的话，他哪里会盼望一个更好的
？But if there wasn't this possibility of a better place, how could they hope for it?
我看这个英国的王子啊，那些一出生。就很舒服，就很有钱，都很享受那个英国皇室的家庭啊。他们的孩子不需要再有什么判断，因为已经太好了啊。
When I see the monarchs of UK, it's as if they live too well. They don't really need anything.
哦，请问您假设住在白金汉宫的话，你会不会有什么盼望啊？会不会说我要搬到一个更好的，搬到我家？会不会我家哪里能够比得上白金汉宫啊？
If I lived in the Buckingham Palace, would I want to live in some other commoner's home?
房子漂亮，房子宽敞，又有警卫哈，三餐啊，一寒的话，这个你喜欢吃的东西就会送来的。
My house is luxurious. My meals, I just need to call for and they'll arrive. And so there's nothing I lack.
啊，那么享受生活，他哪里需要这盼望
？They are fully enjoying their life, why do they need hope?
不需要判断，已经人生啊，已经是最高享受了。
They don't need hope because they are already living at the apex of their life.
可是一个人只要是在监牢里头。
But if a person were to be in jail.
监牢里头啊，很辛苦啊。
It is
失去自由啊。
Very tiring, and you lose your freedom.
他们都希望被解放。
They all hope to be freed.
那生活在很辛苦的环境里头的人，他还是希望有一天能够出头天。
And those who also are in a very tiring and difficult situation also one day hope to be freed of.
他可能就会很认真工作啊，让自己的孩子能够接受教育。
They will diligently work in order for their children to have the right education.
能够脱离贫困。
In order to escape from their life.
这个就是人的盼望啊。
That is also a hope.
所以一样的道理要怎么产生盼望？
So how do we generate hope?
所以圣经就给我们一个原因呢。
The Bible gives us a reason.
我们再继续看。第一章啊，彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter one.
彼得前书第一章第四节哈。
Verse four.
那这个盼望可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业哈。第五节，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。第六节，因此你们是带有喜乐的，但如今啊，但如今就现在的哈。如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁、啊、第七节叫你们的信心被试验就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显为宝贵可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞得着荣耀尊贵所以我们看这一段、啊、当然这一段我们在布道会是不会提的因为布道会在提熬炼苦难的话我看大家都跑光了没有人来
I won't talk about this testing by fire and various trials during evangelical service because if I were to mention it, nobody would come.
那因为我们是老信徒吧。
But because we're all old believers.
我们根基比较稳啊。
Our foundation is firm.
啊，可以吃这种干粮。
We can eat the bitter food.
可以吃这种啊苦难的道理。
And we can eat this hard bread.
所以没有熬炼，没有经过熬炼，没有经过苦难的话，不会产生盼望的。
So unless you have gone through these difficult times, then you will not have this hope.
所以我最近看一个我们教会有个年轻人、啊、发布的网站、啊、他说在网路、啊、讨论主题就是说神既然是爱那为什么还会允许患难、啊、患难发生呢、啊、
And I recently saw that there was a brother who posted about videos about how if God is love then how can he allow all these bad things to happen
所以很多人主要探讨说神既然是爱那很矛盾、啊、为什么要让人、啊、有这些苦难
If God is love then why does he allow people to be in these difficulties
所以为什么会生癌症呢
Why does he allow cancer?
啊，为什么会发生车祸呢
？Or accidents?
为什么啊事业会失败呢
？Why does he allow people's companies to go bankrupt?
啊，为什么婚姻会失败呢
？Or marriages to fail?
很多的为什么
？There are many why.
所以让人想不通。
And you cannot think through it.
啊，其实圣经有告诉我们答案呐。
But the Bible tells us the answer.
所以我们就不用再问。
So we don't need to ask anymore.
最主要的就是说，人假设没有苦难的话，就没有盼望。
Without these difficulties, there is no hope.
因为他就不会想脱离这个苦难呢。
Because they'll never want to leave those situations.
他没有苦难，哪里会想脱离
？If there's no difficulty, then what will you depart from?
所以很多人不愿意搬家。哎呀，我家里那么好了，还要搬家
？So a lot of people don't want to move because my place is so great. Why?
因为他觉得已经很好了。
Because they feel like it's already great.
所以不需要搬，要搬去哪里？搬也不会比现在好啊。
So there's no point in moving because there's nothing better than where I am now.
那只要是所处的环境不好的，他才会想说，哎。那我们家里要太小了，有点乱了，孩子又多。
Only if the situation they were in were bad, then there's a possibility.
大概区也不好。
Maybe my
学区也不好。
My community is bad.
治安不好。
I'm in a bad neighborhood.
那当然，我们就想要换另外一个房子。
Then I will want to change into a bigger house.
这是他的盼望啊。
Then there's hope.
那他为什么会产生盼望
？But why was this hope?
因为他对现在不满意啊。
Because he is unsatisfied with his current situation.
因为现在对他来讲是一个不好的，也不是说苦到什么地步，但是觉得不好啊。
But because it's where he is right now is bad.
所以他就想要得到一个更好的。
So he wants something better.
所以神对人的造就方法啊，是我们很难想象的。
So the way that God saves people is difficult for us to understand.
所以你看信徒啊，假如是没有经过苦难，没有经过熬炼的话，那没有什么见证的。
And if we as believers never went through these trials, then what would we testify about?
你看我们在听见证，有没有人听到说，感谢主啊，我现在生活都很好，每天都是吃三餐海味啊。
Do you ever hear a testimony where somebody says, "Thank God, I'm living great. I live three, I eat three great meals."
有没有人听过这种见证啊？
Has anybody heard a testimony like that? If you have, please raise your hand.
当你听到这种见证的时候，你会说这个不是见证啊，这哪里是见证
？And if you hear that, you would say, "What kind of testimony is that?"
是不是啊？但是当有一个人说，哇，我在熬炼当中，在苦难当中是怎么过来的？
But if somebody testifies saying, I was in such great difficulties and I came through it.
虽然是神给我的苦难没有消失。
Even though God did not absolve that trial.
但是我能够接受。
But I was able to overcome it.
我能够有平安。
I was able to find peace.
大家听这个见证以后一定很感动的。
Anybody who hears it will be touched.
在内心一定说阿们。
And in their heart they will say amen.
这才是见证。
That is a testimony.
这才是显出神的能力啊。
That is showing God's true power.
所以圣经说神能力保守啊，神能力保守在苦难当中啊，这个人啊仍然愿意持守住神啊。
And so in that difficult time, they are actually able to persevere.
在患难当中仍然有盼望。
And they can have hope during that trial.
所以要怎么来生出盼望，一定要有熬炼啊。
So in order to give birth to hope, we must go through these trials.
因为这是人的本能，在不好的环境之下总要想出一个比较好的环境。
Because that is us as humans, how do we come into a better environment?
所以一个没有走过死荫幽谷的人，很难体会出什么叫做盼望。
Unless we are able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, then how can we come to this hope?
因为很多这个信仰的词汇，信仰的词汇啊，做一些盼望啊，做一些罪的啊，这些复活，我们是内心啊是知道，在理性上是知道的。
Actually, we know about it in our minds rationally about this hope and salvation.
大家知道是一回事呢，我们有没有这个深刻的体验，又是另外一回事。
But knowing it is one thing, and really understanding it and living it is another.
所以有走过死荫幽谷的人，才能够体会出来什么叫做盼望，什么叫做神的熬炼，什么叫做神的恩典。
Only those who have walked through the valley of the shadow of death can know what is hope, what is salvation, and have experienced it.
在旧约时代，神带领那些他的百姓出了埃及。
In the Old Testament, God led his people out of Egypt.
然后进入到旷野地。
And they came into the wilderness.
那旷野地当然以现在来说可能大家去那边观光啦、旅游啦、踏青啊。
A lot of us now today will go into wilderness to travel or sightsee.
但是事实上，旷野地是非常可怕的。
But actually, it is a very frightening place.
因为我们现在就是说大家到野外去呼吸新鲜空气那是组团大家一起去的。
Oftentimes when we say, oh, let's go out to the wilderness to breathe some fresh air, it is often a group activity.
而且现在土地都已经开发到一个程度，所以这些野兽这些野兽、这些毒蛇、猛兽都已经远离了人类的生活范围。
And we've already advanced so much that the animals, the wild animals do not dare come close.
所以现在旷野没有什么可怕的。
So there's nothing frightening left in this wilderness.
但是听说这个住在比较郊外的弟兄姐妹，他们的家偶尔还会碰上熊不晓得你们家的附近有没有熊出现。
But those in more remote areas will say that their houses, in their homes, they sometimes encounter bears.
那熊还好啦，那个黑熊我听说黑熊它动作比较迟钝它碰到人的话，它要经过很久时间才会想说，哎，这个到底是怎么一回事啊？
Of course, it depends on the bear because black bears react much slower, and so if they see humans, they might have to think a while.
那假如是棕熊的话，那个 brown color， 棕熊的话，它可能会就会主动攻击人类。
Whereas if you were to meet a brown bear, they would probably immediately attack.
那我们想想假如我们家的附近有那个老虎狮子豹我看你家敢不敢住快搬家。
But if in, next to your home there were lions and tigers and all kinds of wild animals, what would you, wouldn't you want to move right away?
所以以前的旷野地啊，这个旷野是很可怕的一个地方啊。
And so truly in the past, this, these wildernesses were very frightening places.
我们请看《申命记》第八章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 8.
《申命记》第八章十五节。
Verse 15.
申命记第八章的十五节。
8:15.
申命记第八章十五节。
Chapter 8, verse 15.
引你经过那大而可怕的旷野，旷野呀，这里说大而且可怕，没有足迹，没有尽头的。那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地，他曾为你使水从坚固的磐石中流出来。那这里是提到说旷野到底是一个怎么样的地方啊？
Here it talks about what kind of place a wilderness is.
没有水了。
There's no water.
当然现在可以带很多水啊，你可以带水瓶，你可以这里开车带了一整箱一整卡整部车子的水都可以的。
But nowadays you can bring a whole cart of water in your trunk.
那车子我看一个小时一定可以通过这个旷野地的。
And I think that with cars nowadays, you can probably drive through the wilderness in an hour.
你开车子的话，就是有猛兽也不怕了，把窗户关好的话也不怕。
Even if there are wild beasts, you would just roll up your windows.
可是以前不一样啊，以前都走路啊。
But it wasn't like that in the past. In the past,
以前是徒手的啦，也没有手枪，也没有这个长枪哈。也没有气枪，什么枪都没有的。
They didn't have rifles. They didn't have any kind of long-range weapons.
所以这些毒蛇猛兽变成对人类一个威胁。
And so these animals were a threat.
所以圣经才说很可怕。
That's why it says that this was a great and terrible.
不是人居住的地方。
Wilderness. It was not a place for humans to live.
但是呢，圣经又怎么说呢
？But how did the Bible say?
很奇妙哈，来看耶利米书。
Let's look at the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书三十一章。
Chapter 31.
在那可怕的地方啊，大而可怕的地方啊。
In that great and terrible place.
耶利米书三十一章的第二节。
Verse 2.
可以从第一节看啊。耶利米书三十一章的第一节。
Jeremiah 31:2.
神说啊，那时我必做以色列各家的神，他们必做我的子民。第二。那主如此的说啊，脱离刀剑的就是以色列人，我使他安息啊，想安息的时候，他曾在旷野蒙恩啊，曾在旷野蒙恩呢、啊。
I went to give him rest.
所以虽然在痛苦、在绝境、在患难当中、苦难当中啊，神会开路，所以让他们蒙恩。
Even though they were in pain, they were in difficulties, he went to give them rest.
所以熬炼本身呢，当然大家都觉得很难受。
Trials are always difficult to endure.
对生活上啊，的确是一个很大的考验呢。
And it is a great test for us.
怎么办呢
？So what do we do?
要忍耐啊。
We have to endure.
我们来了说，在这个。十号公路要进到教会里面来，那边有在做一个小的工程，马路啊在修理的。
When you exited the 10 freeway off ramp, you saw there was some construction.
那有时候有些时候你会看到这个马路啊，都哇都乱七八糟，害得我们呢、啊、要转这边转那边都不能够直走了，因为这边路也封了，那边路也封了。
And so when they do that, you see that the road is an entire mess, and you have to turn this way or turn that way in order to avoid all this construction.
那害得你要去上班啊，本来是一路可以直通的，现在呢要转来转去呀、啊，经常塞车，那你可能要花更多时间呢。
And it makes a great headache for you to get to work because you could have gone straight, but now you have to take all these detours.
很不方便呢、啊。
It is very inconvenient.
但是呢，经过五年以后
，But 5 years later,
嘿，这条马路就很大了，很宽了。
Now you'll see that this road is very wide.
比以前呢更快啊，因为马路很宽广。
It is much better and faster.
所以不用再塞车了。
So you no longer have to deal with traffic.
但是要达到这一步以前，你要经过五年时间的忍耐啊。
But in order to get to that point, you have to endure for 5-10 years.
在这五年当中啊，老实说啊，没有人喜欢呢、啊。
And to be honest, nobody likes those 5 years.
谁会喜欢
？Who likes it?
我也不喜欢呢、啊。
I don't like it either.
你看，来这边绕道，那边绕道。 这个 要什么 Pacific Avenue 这个出口是关的。
We have to take all these detours and Pacific Avenue was closed.
所以 我要租前一个出口就要出来啊。
And so I had to take another freeway exit.
还好啦， 现在有GPS嘛， 不然会迷路啊， 说， 哎呀， 糟糕啦， 接下去怎么走啊？
Fortunately, we now have GPS, otherwise I wouldn't have known how to go.
所以对人生啊， 这产生很不方便的。
So these are great inconveniences to our life.
那在神的熬炼当中也是一样。
But it's the same in his trial.
但是呢， 神就好像有个GPS给我们啊， 能够指引我们道路啊， 没关系啊， 你的那一点啊， 这边弯那边弯， 还是可以到达目的地的。
But even though God gives us these trials, he also gives us a GPS so that we know how to turn and how to get to our destiny.
所以啊， 曾在旷野， 可怕的地方蒙恩。
So in that terrible wilderness, he gave Israel rest.
所以仍然会有希望。
And so they had hope.
因此啊， 我们要在旷野地方啊， 遇见神。
Therefore, in the wilderness, we meet God.
我们遇见神啊， 不是在mall里头遇见神啊。
We don't meet him at the mall.
不是在白宫里头遇见神啊。
And we don't meet him in the White House.
不是在那个mansion啊， 那个旅馆里头很漂亮的旅馆里头啊， 碰到神啊。
We don't meet him in these beautiful mansions.
不是啊， 是在患难当中， 是在熬炼当中遇见神啊。
It is rather in the times of trials and difficulties.
所以我们碰到患难的时候不要怕。
So when we meet these difficulties, don't be afraid.
我们一定要拥抱患难。
We have to embrace these trials.
因为患难本身啊， 是生活的一部分啊。
Because these difficulties were a part of life.
因为神使喜乐跟患难这两样啊， 是并行是交叉的。
So joy and difficulties are together.
Suffering 这个苦难啊， 不是只有 difficulties。
Sorry, suffering and joy go hand in hand.
那这两样啊并列。 所以一定会， 有时候喜乐会来， 有时候患难会来的。
And so sometimes there will come suffering, some other times joy.
这两样呢， 这组成我们全部的人生。
And these two make up our life.
所以当他来的时候， 我们一定要拥抱他。
So when they come, we have to embrace it.
一定要接受他。
We have to accept them.
因为这是神的旨意啊。
Because that is God's will.
所以我们要调整我们心态。
So we have to adjust our attitudes.
因此我们必须要学习啊， 这个活泼的盼望。
We have to learn this living hope.
我们一定有希望的。
We will have hope.
因为主耶稣都能够从死里复活了。
Because Jesus has already resurrected from the
dead. 那请问大家在大家的心目当中， 大家的想法里头， 什么事情会比死更严重啊？
And what is more severe than death?
就是死了都可以再复活啊。
Even in death you can resurrect.
可以使那个不可能的变成可能啊。
Those impossible can become possible.
所以我们是有盼望的， 神已经给我们盼望。
So we have hope God has already given to us.
但是盼望必须要有熬炼而来啊。
But hope is, it comes from suffering.
所以我们知道以前的夏甲， 夏甲也是在旷野的时候碰到神的。
We also know that Hagar was also in the wilderness facing death.
摩西呢， 也是在一样， 在旷野的地方啊， 遇见神。
Moses too met God in the wilderness.
主就时代的那些犹太人啊， 很喜欢到旷野的地方。
And even in the Lord's time, many Jews like to go into the wilderness.
因为他们认为旷野地方是蒙恩的地方啊。
Because they believe that was where they would receive God's grace.
是接受熬炼的地方。
It was a place to receive trials.
是使他们属灵品格增长的一个地方啊。
It was a place where their character could grow.
所以很多人都喜欢到这个旷野地。
So many people like to go into the wilderness.
因此司洗约翰才要去旷野地的地方啊， 就喊得很大声， 说你们要悔改啊， 不然喊给谁听啊， 对不对？ 喊给空气听啊。
So even John the Baptist would go out into the wilderness to yell at all the people to repent. And who was he yelling to? It wasn't to the air.
所以是因为当时犹太人就很喜欢到旷野的这个习惯啊。
It's because already the Israelites had the habit of going into the wilderness.
所以司洗约翰就到旷野去喊大家要悔改。
And that's why John the Baptist went into there to ask people to repent.
那旷野啊， 就离那个约旦河比较近。
And it is close to the Jordan River.
只要顺便到约旦河啊，梳洗啊。
So he just baptized them there.
那就是在城市的话， 一定会被杀的。
If Jesus Christ was in the city, he would have been killed.
我们请看以西结书37章。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结书37章的第一节。
Verse 1.
以西结书37章的第一，
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1，
主的灵降在我的身上， 神借着他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中。你看，将我放在平原中，不是旷野，是平原。平原都要叫城市啊。好，那这平原呢，便满了骸骨。第二节
Verse 2，
那他使我从骸骨的四周围经过，鞋子在平原，再次说平原，在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。所以在平原这些为什么会有骸骨呢？一定有人被杀嘛，被杀久了以后没有人埋葬，才会变成骸骨啊。
And what happened in these valleys, these open valleys, there must have been people who were killed, and then there was nobody to bury them, so there were so many dry bones.
我们看到骸骨啊，都已经铺露在地表上。
These dry bones were filled the ground.
所以在平原的话，那这些人就被杀了。
And so they were killed in the open valley.
啊，平原就是城市。
It is referring to the city.
那城市很生活就非常方便。
City life is convenient.
很舒适。
It is very comfortable.
啊，舒适呢？太舒适了，人就会放纵。
But when it is too comfortable, then we let our guard down.
所以你看，我们青年有些时候在举行这个婚礼呀。
And so you see that sometimes when the youth conduct wedding ceremonies.
那婚礼呀，是一个很快乐的日子啊。
It is a very happy and joyous time.
啊，新郎新娘啊，都很快乐的。
The bride and groom are very happy.
啊，主家人也很喜着，很快乐。
And the families are also very happy.
那弟兄姐妹也很快乐，跟他们一起快乐。
And the brethren are also happy with them.
好，那个时候是考验我们真正属灵品格的时候。
And that time is testing our character as Christians.
因为在那个宴会的时候，大家都很快乐嘛，在那个情况之下，很多人就忘记说我是谁了，好像我们在祷告会的时候所学习的，我们是神的仆人呢、啊。
Because in those happy times, it is easy for us to forget who we are.
所以一些动作、一些规矩，就不像是信主人的规矩，那个动作就好像都走掉了。
So we can let go of ourselves, and we can even do some actions or movements that are very unlike what we ought to do.
因为在快乐，假设没有这个节制啊，快乐是好，但是要有节制。假设不知道我们是谁的话。那很容易就放纵情欲。
Because during happy times, we must know self-control. We cannot just give in into our desires.
那不是说会马上死亡啊。
And it's not to say that you will immediately die.
啊，当然大家这个宴会过完了以后，大家回去可能就赶快读圣经了，赶快祷告来收敛自己的心呢。
Of course, after a happy banquet, everybody will go home and study the Bible more and put back your heart.
不然的话，有人在婚宴就跳舞啊，大家跳舞啊，很高兴嘛。
People dance and celebrate during the weddings.
啊，跳的话，当然只要夫妻一起跳是没关系。
And of course, the husband and wife should dance together. It's okay.
但跳舞的话，就是夫妻的话，有时候也会给我们的下一代有个误导，说哎，可以跳舞啊。那他以后他还没结婚，他说哎，可以跳舞啊。他不看那个人家是夫妻一起跳，他不看那一个部分的，他只是说，哎，跳舞是可以的。
And so this gives rise to misunderstandings in the younger generation who think, oh, well, since they dance together, it is okay for unmarried people to dance together as well.
可能他以后就去舞厅跳舞啊。
And so maybe in the future they will also go to places to dance.
他就跟别人的异性，别的异性啊，不是他的朋友，也不是谁，就是乱跳啊，不是喜欢就跳了。
And in the future, they may dance with random strangers of the opposite sex that they don't really know that well.
那这个就是慢慢会放纵情欲。
And that is slowly giving into your desires.
所以在城市享受的话，就是这样子的。
And that is joy, enjoyment in the cities.
不是会马上死亡。
It's not like you'll die.
所以我们的青年啊，假设还是我们心里假设有人呢不来教会的话，他不是说，哎，我们明天忽然之间不来了，不是啊，一定有很长时间的挣扎，他练习一定经过一个很长时间的挣扎，到后来他胜不了自己啊，不能够得胜自己的情欲，他放弃的。
And if you see youth disappearing from the church, it is often not just it is often actually a very gradual process of slowly not being able to overcome yourself.
所以就在平原被杀了。
And so that is the so-called being killed in an open valley.
啊，假设没有神的作为，没有神自己出手的话，很难 让他们回头。
If there are no works of God and no turning, it is very difficult for them to turn back.
所以这段故事我们知道，再往下看的话，就神就出所，神的灵他降下，神的话再降下来，这些骸骨才有机会再复原呢。
It was only when God's Spirit came down that this valley of bones was able to come back up.
那我们为什么活泼的判断要谈到大卫的金诗呢？
And so why do we talk about David's golden psalms?
那金诗呢，大家要看字啊，不要只是听声音啊，因为听声音的话，像金狮、狮子头、狼腮，谈话是金腮啊，怎么谈到这个狮子？这个狮啊是狮，做诗歌的狮哈。不是那个动物那个狮子的狮。
You have to listen carefully because this isn't talking about the Chinese lion.
所以金诗是个诗篇作诗的。
We're rather talking about psalms.
那我们来介绍这个大卫的金诗。
So now let us introduce the golden psalms of David or the Miktam.
那请看诗篇啊。
Let's look at Psalm.
十六篇。
Chapter 16.
我们现在做一个简介。
I'll make a very simple introduction.
诗篇的十六篇。
Psalm 16.
十六篇看那个题目哈，看那个注解啊，说大卫的金诗。
It says a Miktam of David.
那这篇金诗啊是很特别，这篇金诗啊到后来是谈到主的复活。
This.Psalm is very special because it talks about the resurrection of Jesus.
这个就是人类啊，我们人啊，终啊，我们人的一生啊，终这个终极的盼望就是复活。
Our end hope is resurrection.
好，那再来看五十九篇。
Let's also look at
不是五十六篇，五十六篇。
Psalm 56.
诗篇五十六篇
Psalm 56
诗篇五十六篇的题旨
Psalm 56
五十六篇菲利士人在加特拿出大卫那个时候呢他说这金诗交为灵长调用远方的无声歌这个是大卫苦难的开始啊
In the introduction, it talks about how this is when the Philistines captured in Gath.
他要逃避这个扫罗王的追杀。
He was running away from the persecution of Saul.
所以他就一直逃。
And so he ran.
刚开始逃到他太太的家。
And at first he ran to his wife's home.
后来谈到他逃到他老师撒母的家。
And then he ran to Samuel's home.
后来他去找这个他的朋友约拿单。
Then he ran to Jonathan.
后来又去找这个祭司亚比米勒。
And then he ran to Abimelech.
都没有人能够保护他。
Nobody could protect him.
你看到这个很可怜啊，都没有人能够接纳他。
How pitiful, nobody could accept him.
因为接纳他的话，也会有麻烦，会被扫罗所杀。
Because if they accepted him, then there would be trouble because Saul was looking to kill him.
所以他只好逃到。菲利士人那里
So David eventually ran, escaped to the Philistines.
在那里的时候他很害怕的。
When he was there, he was frightened.
所以他就做这个诗
So he wrote this song.
那调用远方的无声歌。
He set it to the silent dove.
这远方是离他的故乡已经很远了。
This was far from his home.
是没有人走到的地方啊。
It's a place nobody could walk to.
他自己一个人在那里。
He was there by himself.
你看啊，假如我们的孩子啊，自己一个人到那个没有教会地方啊，也没有朋友，他自己一个人去那边读书啊，你看我们很提心吊胆，是不是
？And you can imagine it's like sometimes when our own children go into a faraway place to study, isn't it very scary？
你看啊，假如在Ohio那边也没有教会，也没有朋友也没有弟兄在那边读书你看怎么办呢？
Or if they go to Ohio to study and there are no brethren around,
那只有他一个人在那边生活。
They are living by themselves alone.
那做父母亲一定是很担心的。
The parents would usually be very frightened.
所以他在远方已经离开家很远了。
And so they already went far, far away.
有一首以前的乡村歌曲乡村我们country music.
And there's a country music.
叫做五百里外的故乡叫 five miles.大家会唱啊
500 miles away, do you guys know the song?
那五百里啊，五百英里很远啊。
It is far
away. 比这边到这个萨加门度啊还远啊。
It is further than here to Sacramento.
所以你看，就这个听那个他希望吹口哨声音啊，他这样 whisper 能够传到他的故乡啊，给他的父母亲听啊，就随着风飘送。
So,
那个书店家里。
Like a silent dove in distant lands, he wanted to blow this song to his family.
所以大卫也一样，远离家。
And so David was the same. He was far away.
啊，这个不是自愿的，不是像我们今天是自愿移民呐、啊，自愿移民到美国来呀、啊。
It wasn't like a willing immigration.
啊，受苦的话也是我们甘愿呐、啊。
When we suffer, it is also willing.
但是呢，他是被逼的，被扫罗王追杀，跑啊跑，没地方跑，跑到这个外国去的。
But he was forced to do this because he was trying to escape and run away from Saul so that he escaped to a foreign land.
他是非法移民啊，被抓了。
He was an illegal immigrant and he was captured.
以前没有说遣送，可能被抓，有时候把他当成是间谍啊，就杀害他。
And when that happens in the past, you could have been killed.
那我看到远方啊，他还说远方无声歌啊，无声这个鸽子啊，本来是有声音的啊。
And it is set to the silent dove. The dove originally has sounds.
哭啊哭啊哭到没有声音了、啊。
But the dove cried until it had no voice.
大家有没有听过这种鸽子啊没有声音沙哑的有没有
？Have you ever heard a dove that lost its voice？
啊，有时候你们家的屋顶啊有鸽子咕噜咕噜咕噜哈。
Sometimes
那有没有听到后来变咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜？后来啊，我看没有了，就没有这种鸽子啊。这种鸽子的话，你要替它。可怜啊，赶快抱他进来啊，给他东西吃啊。
Sometimes you hear the doves in the rafters, and do you ever hear a dove that has a raspy voice?
所以我们看大卫是哭到没有声音呐、啊，他形容自己像无声鸽啊，哭到没有声音呐、啊。
You would feel really sorry for it. And so this dove has lost its voice because it was crying.
好，再来看五十七篇哦、啊，我们先介绍啊。
57。
五十七篇，大卫逃到扫罗。逃避扫罗、啊、藏在洞里头，你看那时候又从腓力士人那里出来，就藏在洞里头啊，就没地方逃啊。那时他做这金丝交给林长调用，休要毁坏。啊，这个时候因为很多人要追杀他，扫罗要追杀他。
And so this was a psalm that he wrote when he fled from Saul into the cave because he had nowhere left to go.
也有很多人想要出卖他。
And many people wanted to betray him, and so he said it.
因为他对神有信心呢、啊。
Do not destroy, but he has.
所以他说：“你们休想要毁坏我，你们休想要杀害我。”
And so you want to harm me.
因为有神与我同在啊。
But you will not destroy because.
所以你们休想要毁坏我。
So you want to destroy me.
然后他有这种信心信念。
But he knew he had faith in God that they would be unable to destroy.
那五十八篇也是一样哈。
五十八篇。
大卫的金丝啊，交给灵长，调用休要毁坏。
To the chief musician, set to do not destroy.
再看五十九篇
，Psalm 59。
扫罗打发窥探大卫的房屋啊，要杀他。那时大卫做着金丝，交为灵长调用修要毁坏，也是一样啊。你休想要把我毁坏呀、啊。
You want to do not destroy.
啊，虽然他离死啊，只不过是一步。
And so it's not just one step.
但是真的，神呢、啊、不把大卫王交给扫罗王。
But truly, God did not allow David to be delivered into Saul's hands.
好，那再来看六十篇啊，六十篇。
Then Psalm 60.
大卫与两河间的亚兰并所巴的亚兰征战的时候，约押转回在盐谷攻击以东，杀了一万两千人。那时大卫做这军师，叫人学习，交为灵长，调用为证啊，为证不是那个假证那个为啊，是那个作为见证用的百合花，啊，就是一个得胜。
This was when David fought and killed 12,000, fought against Mesopotamia.
所以这个时候大卫就已经走出了这个幽暗死荫幽谷啊。
And then he was victorious, and so it is set to the lily of the testimony.
他就体验到这个得胜的滋味了。
It is talking about this victory.
所以他再回过头来做了诗篇的十六篇，十六篇是后来的。所以因为他有这些体验以后，他就做一个总结，写着诗篇的十六篇呢。
And so after all of these events, then actually David came back and he wrote Psalm 16.
好，那我们下节以后再来继续查考大卫的金丝。
And so in our next session, we will continue reading about studying these Mitch Toms of David.
好，一起默祷休息。
Let us all pray in silence.